Okay, so next we have Johan van de Wouw speaking on switching the FOSDEM conference management system to pre-talks.
It's already time? It's not too early?
1 minute.
Okay. Wow, thank you. Hello, everyone. I'm going to talk about, well, we may maybe not such a technical issue, but I'm going to talk about how we migrated from Pentaboard, which the logo on the left, to pre-talks as our conference management system. So, very short thing about me. I do scientific programming. I developed together with my friend over there fiber-based monitoring solutions. And apart from that, I've been in FOSDEM team for quite some time. I visited for the first time in 2007. I did some research for this presentation. And I've managed the geospatial dev room. And since a few years, I've been coordinating the dev rooms. And I'm part of the server team of FOSDEM. I am not a web developer. And I'm also not good at slides, as you can see. It's important to know. So, what is pre-talks? Oh, no, what is Pentabarf? And what is pre-talks? What do we use it for? Pentabarf and pre-talks are the tools that we use where people will submit their talk, where dev room managers or we, our staff, will choose our talks, we will do reviews, we will build a schedule, and then finally we will publish it on the website using that tool. This is the tool we used, which was called Pentabarf. This is the new tool, pre-talks, which we used this year for the first time. Why did we switch? Anyone here, who of you has actually submitted a talk this year? Okay. Who are there dev room managers in the room? Well, okay, at least one. Yeah, most of them are in their dev room, of course. So I would love to have some feedback from them, but so what was the main issue with Pentabarf before? The main issue with Pentabarf is that it's Ruby on Rails. I tried to get it running on my computer for a few years because we wanted to improve it, but it didn't work. I couldn't get it working. Actually, my next slide is maybe more interesting. This is a screenshot I made. So this was a state of pre-talks. This is their master repository. So you can see it has been abandoned for quite some time. We made a fork with the nice name Postgres 9, which gives you an idea about when it happened. And you can see we did some updates, but not too much. You would get people making pull requests like this. So yeah, I could not install it, so in the web archive I found install instructions and they wanted to add that. Actually, I also found those install instructions and we had some in our internal wiki, but without that, even with those, I could not get it running. That's why at some point I said, no, I will not improve Pentabarf. I want to improve another project, which is still in use for other conferences. So I had a look at pre-talks. Pre-talks is a Django application. And when I tried it, like I was struggling with that for a very, very long time. And then at the end of the evening, I said, well, let's try the other one. So I just did like this Docker Compose stuff. And I had like this thing running. And I could import a schedule, which was generated before. And I almost had something that looked like a full conference system for FOSDEM ready, maybe after 1 hour. So I was quite happy with that. Yeah, so I was not the first one who had a plan to move from pre-talks, because what are actually the issues with Pentabarf? The main issue was nobody could install it. It was still running, but we didn't know for how long. And if like some strange bug would occur, I'm not sure anyone in our team would be really capable. Well, if there's really a bad bug, people will start to become a bit better and they might fix it, but it was unmaintained for such a long time. So there have been many plans to move, but they usually failed because then they said, oh, we need to have that feature and that feature and that feature and that feature. And the other thing is, nobody works on FOSDEM until, let's say, September. In September, we do a kickoff, then we open the call for dev rooms, and then it's like, okay, yeah, we're too late, it's not yet ready, we cannot use it. And then the next year, nobody will work on FOSDEM until September, when again, they kick in, and it's not ready. There's also some resistance to change. People, they say, it works for us, so we don't need to change it. That's part of the, well, this is mostly the internal people. This is not the people submitting. We had people kernel developers sending videos of trying to log in to Pentabarf without it working. So I think that's quite a bad state. So in order to avoid those things, there are a few things I wanted to have before the kickoff that we have in September. And for me, those were two things. It was building our website. It should be possible from PTOX. And the second thing is having an audit log. What is an audit log? This is an example from Pentabarf. It is everything which is entered into the system. It's actually interesting that somebody gave feedback on a talk of a year ago, but it was the last thing I could find. But it shows like the difference everywhere in the system. And this is really useful because we have had these discussions. Like this year, some dev room manager approved a talk in another dev room. And then, yeah, that's a bit, it's not nice because the speaker, he books his ticket and he thinks he can go. And then, oh, that was a mistake. We fixed that, by the way, so they can no longer approve each other's talks. But in the beginning, it was possible. We had a presentation where they completely changed the scope after it was approved. It's also not very nice. And then you can always go back and see what was the history. I would really recommend people, if they do something, use such a log, even for a normal database, but definitely for a conference management system, it makes sense. So this was one of the two things I wanted to have ready by September. It didn't have to look nice. This on the left is very useful. This on the right, well, you can do those things if you need them, but you will not get happy from it. But at least we had a way to find out if strange things happened, how they happened. It was also a template for bug changes, or if we changed some configuration, then at least we could trace back what was history. The second big thing which we needed, which I said, was to be able to build a website. Why? Because our website is used by all of our other integrations, or most of them, which include Matrix, SReview, which is what people use to review their videos, and all the scheduling applications that you have on your phone. So that was also one of the things which had to be ready, at least in some form, before we could switch. Now I know again. A third thing which I did, but this actually only started after this like initial session. This was during the actual organization of the event. I created a plugin for pre-talks which has some specific settings for FOSDEM. For example, people, they will pull out a call for papers on the website. They could enter it here. Well, actually, all of them, they send it by mail before I had the system ready, but at least next year they will be able to do it. And it's a bit similar for most of the other boxes which are there. So they can close their call for papers, so people can stop submitting to their track, because some tracks like to keep it open for a longer time, but then at least they get a URL where they can still submit. So if you're really quick, you can get that code and submit to the main track, but I don't think anyone will accept it. During the event, this is actually something I actually fixed this morning. Dev room manager will find some instructions. I hope that this will grow a bit over the next year so that they have only one place to look while doing their thing. Yeah, so I wrote it here. Most of the things were like ready a bit late, but it was also only the way during the conference that there was like enough vibe to add those things, to build them, and to realize that we needed them. Because if you just click around in the interface, it all looks fine, but it's only when you start using it that you notice that you need some extra tools. Unless you're really good at testing. I'm not. We had to make some changes to pre-talks itself, mostly to limit dev room managers to edit other people's things. I made some changes to the review system. As I said before, sometimes I did it too late. This was something I didn't understand that no one of them complained, because if they did reviews and they clicked next review, they would get a random track from another thing. That doesn't really make sense, so I changed it. It would always stay in the same track. So other submissions, this wasn't by default not enabled, but we have some people who submit a lot of talks. One person submitted 15 talks for this FOSDEM. So if all of those are in different tracks, all of these DevRel managers, they would spend time in looking at the same proposal again. Well, now if they see the list, then at least they know, okay, he is already there, let's skip him. The last things we had to change, which are a bit complicated and where I'm maybe not completely happy about the workflow, is the fact that we have parallel scheduling. So pre-tox in itself, it's actually made for, you have a large group of reviewers and then you have a small group of people who actually build the schedule, which works for most conferences, but which doesn't work for FOSDEM because we have a lot of people scheduling. That's actually the nice side. Some of the last things which I want to mention, these are like the annoyances of at least some of the people, mostly from the staff. pre-tox is much less information dense. If you look just even to the resolution, you see that here all information is a bit spread out over the screen, while here it's very close to each other. You have a search box. If you start typing here, you will get to any talk. Here you would go to proposals, then click on talks, then type in the checkbox, then search. It will take you much more time. So this is one of the annoyances we had this year, which we hope to improve for next year. Improvements that we had over Penta. So these are things which already went better this year, even though it was like a migration year. There were much more reviews, so that was we could reach a larger group, I think, because it was easier to use, or maybe because we promoted a bit more. DevRel managers, they can now send mails. Before, they had to export all the email addresses, then run it through their own mail program, and then send mails. While here they are in the system, if you would go back as a speaker, you can click open those things and find your mails by yourself. So finally, I have only 3 minutes left. What are the roadmap? What are the IDs? First of all, the audit log, which I showed you, it's a bit integrated. Well, actually, the code is quite separate, but as soon as pre-tox makes another release, I want to make it a separate plugin, which can be installed completely apart from FOSDEM, because I think it's interesting for all pre-tox users which use Postgres. They just should use it. It will always help you. And then the next part is actually a bit going back to what I told earlier, PentaBarf, which was so hard to install. I don't want to create a new plugin which is as hard to install as pre-tox. Well, nowadays it's a bit hard. We have a demo site, which is that one, pre-tox test. So I actually want to make that into something that you can install with, it will not be one click, but it will be quite easy to install. So people who want to improve it, that they at least can do though. Then the other thing is we made some custom changes. I hope to get rid of them, integrate either them into pre-tox or make sure that there are signals, which are like places in the interface where we change something, but that it's already ready for it, so that we can put it into the plugin instead of in the code itself, which is forked. The last thing is we want to get more information about previous year submissions, because it's interesting, especially for main track speakers, to see, has this person presented before, how was the feedback? Maybe he gave the same presentation already, then we will skip him, those kind of things. Finally, my last slide, you can help. An obvious way is to help upstream with the project. Pre-tox is used by a lot of other conferences. I believe they have about 100 conferences or something like that organized every year with pre-tox, maybe much more than, sorry for it. We have our own repos, but especially the first one is useful, that's a pre-tox integration, because that's the place where we really do the bug tracker. And actually, I put some questions there, and I intend to put a few more, also with questions for you. You are then the users, like DevRel managers. Which settings do you want to have for reviews? Do you want to score from 0 to 10, or from 0 to 100, or in different categories? I just made like a random choice, and you should, I should get some feedback. Then there are the two forked repos, which are actually only useful in combination with the other one. I just give them for completeness. That's my talk.